Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the numbers are up. 62, some key pieces. Gabe Drew, Nehemiah Strunk, Carter Hayden, Michael Law for starters. They're back playing a 3A schedule where they should be. Scott Fisher, well ahead of where he was a year ago, a season that ended 2-8. I asked Scott what he found out about himself after being away as a varsity coach for a couple of years.
I think, from a personal level, I've still got a lot of fire. I know that. I want to win. I want to help these kids learn what it takes to win. Being back into a high school classroom where I get to see those kids every day, building those relationships has been probably the most enjoyable part of it. You know, they got a great group of kids, a bunch of them that have hardly missed a workout or a session where we've got together to talk about football and stuff like that. You know, it's a great community like I thought it, my first impression of it was, and I'm very blessed to be here.
Scott Fisher and staff will watch the inter-squad scrimmage unfold at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Corral. We have them in week two. They're home to Washington, one of five home games on the red carpet. Reds and Marlins have at it pregame at 6:10 tonight here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A year ago, 11 Big Ten wins, most in 24 years. A program record matching a 21 regular season wins. Not good enough to make the NCAA tournament. Big Ten Volleyball Media Days held in Chicago yesterday. Coach Steve Aird, season number 7 for the Hoosiers, armed with his most veteran and deepest roster, couple of all Big Teners and good ones, sophomore libero Ramsey Gary and setter Cameron Hayworth, running the Hoosier engine here.
We're one of the better serving teams in the country. We've got a great libero, we've got a great setter, and we got a bunch of kids who can put the ball away. It's a good formula. Took the job. They were pretty much last in the Big Ten. We were sixth last year. It's trending in the direction we all want it to go. And it starts and ends with just having great people in the gym. And that's the thing I'm most excited about. You want to find a group of people that you're excited to compete with. And I'm really blessed right now. This group is so much fun to be around. Great kids, good human beings, care about the school. Won Indiana to have success.
In his seventh season as head coach of the volleyball Hoosiers, Steve Aird, fall camp will open up tomorrow for Indiana. Reds and Marlins back on the airwaves tonight, pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.